Because Kyo's like, we've been hanging a lot. Found out that Kyo's like my like pretty much my neighbor and stuff. But maybe like a week or so before I went to Korea, I met you. You had long, long, long hair, and you were skating the basketball court.
Yeah, I remembered.
Was that like the first week? Like, well, first of all, like, Kyo's from Japan. Where in Japan are you from?
Oh, Shizuoka. Mm. It's middle of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's countryside.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I like Vancouver's nature.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And like, what was the? Is this sort of just working holiday for you here?
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Yeah. And I saw you like. It must have been like you had just moved here like the time that I met you. Hey.
Yeah.
Like, how long were you in the city for by then?
Oh, like. Three weeks?
3 weeks by the time I met you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that recent then. Yeah, but it was really funny. I remember meeting you. We were all like trying to hit that big stair set. Like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to try.
The big
next
stairs.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, there's a big, big, like, maybe like 7 or 8 stairs. Definitely think even if I ollied it, it would just be kind of like a very wimpy, like, jump down the stairs. But
and the ground is rough.
Yeah, it's all, like, cheese grater ground. It was very funny, though, because I remember, like, seeing you again at courts and then, like, giving you my phone number and being like, you were like, oh, yeah, you know, let's hang out a lot. And I was like, oh, I'm actually going to leave for Korea in, like, 3 days.
Oh, my God. I finally got, like... So cool, skater friends.
Yeah.
You went to Korea.
I remember what you said, too. It's funny because at the time I was seeing, like, I was seeing Ava before she was, like my partner.
Oh, yeah?
And so, like, I had just started seeing her that summer.
Oh, really? And,
yeah.
Okay, nice.
And it was really funny because, well, I kind of, like, we kind of decided that, like, okay, well, I'm going to go and leave the country for, like, 3 months, right? So it's like, okay, we're probably not going to stay together, you know? All it's right. like, okay, maybe when I come back, we'll see what happens kind of thing. So it was just like, okay, well, like, you know, Ava's going to do her own thing. I'm going to do my own thing. It's fine. And I remember you said to me, you were like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I'm going to leave for 3 months. Like, I won't see you for a while. And you said, oh, I'm going to wait for you.
Yeah.
And then Ava looks at me and she goes... Well, at least somebody's going to wait for you. So, like, I definitely, like, remember that moment a lot. But that was really fun. Yeah, that summer was...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's funny. You were so, like, you were so sweet, you know? And then you came back and you brought me a bag.
Yeah. Carp streamer.
Pardon me?
Carp streamer.
Oh, carp streamer bags, yeah. It's like this blue... Yeah, exactly. It's like... Like blue, like carp streamer flags all over the bag. It's really nice. I definitely use it to store my weed.
Yeah. weed bag.
It's funny. That's how, like, me and Kyo have, like, a mutual friend, too. We both know, like, Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny. Did I tell you that, like, I met Hayden just because I saw his bag as well? Which I thought was really funny. And it was just like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, I have the exact same bag as you. Like, like, do you know Kyo and stuff? It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Oh, is this first time to meet Bali? Oh no, Hayden.
Yeah, it was. Oh, really? It was at courts, and it was.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Just because of the bag that I knew that it would be him. You know.
Nice.
Yeah. You also brought a song for us today, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do you want to like introduce the song, the title, like, the name, the artist?
The name of artist is Ayano Kaneko.
Mm.
She's my favorite singer.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that I'm gonna play next is about future. She has hope for her future, but now she's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But she has hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the title of the song? I can't translate it.
Hikari no hoe. It means forward to... Bright?
Mm. Forward is bright?
Bright, like light.
Mm, like, I see. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Yeah,
well,
sweet.
Here we go. Kaneko Ayano here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Ayano Kaneko. I like her. Let's listen my music from Japan.
Ah, sky despicable of fate to follow all remedies and pills. So let it come slow. We're chasing a feeling while unwinding time. Yet God in some scheme. Running after it.
X's in the sand at our feet. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me. Just breathe out and in. Keep your eyes on this ring as I swing it back and forth on this here string. Eyelids are heavy wings. All the things that trouble you fall right out of the room and we begin. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and the sand at our feet. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me.
Now you take your turn and concentrate on the sound of my voice or the spaces in between my words. And find yourself in a world where you can simply relax. See most of your worries lapse or seem absurd.
Sand at our feet. We're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me.
I wanna see, yeah, I mean really see all the beauty that's right in front of me.
I wanna be, oh yeah, I wanna be where the sun rises behind on trees. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to our we driver operate heavy machinery. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to our we driver operate heavy machinery. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and we're out of reach. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and we're out of reach.
Welcome back. That last track was On a Beach by Hayden here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Man, something really cool happened. I definitely like don't really know if people like actually listen to my show a little bit, which is like fair enough. It's community radio. But man, somebody just called in and asked me what like a song was, which is like such a little thing. But like I'm definitely a little bit excited. So whoever you are, thank you. But it definitely like makes me a little bit stoked to like know that like people are listening to me and stuff on air and stuff, so that's pretty cool. But I'm getting down to the bottom of my hour here today, so if you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on again next week on Thursday at noon. And yeah, so for one of I'm gonna do a quick PSA first, but when we come back, I'm gonna play some of my last songs. The advantage of having a native Japanese speaker in the studio is that he can read all the Japanese titles that I'm totally going to butcher. So can you introduce the next song for me, Kyo?
Yes, it's Hikouki Gumo.
And you named the artist too?
Yumi Arai.
Sweet. On CGSF 90.1 FM. See you next week.
That Chinese Show is a two-hour music and spoken word program.
In our first hour, we'll be bringing you a wide selection of Chinese instrumentals and pop music, as well as showcasing a Canadian band each week.
During our second hour, we'll invite famous Chinese doctors to discuss about healthcare and experts to share their opinions on important issues in China.
Tune in to That Chinese Show every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
每周六中午十二点到下午两点，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1电台的 That Chinese Show， 家中音乐、中医保健、时事评论。愿 That Chinese Show 伴随您度过难忘时光。